This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, letters, the Mile High Club, and the Pope trading cards. It's coming up in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes!
Oh, no.
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, performing a musical number written especially for this evening, the Disco Lifestyle Awards are proud to present Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Oh, I do. Let's hit it, Martin.
Here we go.
I like to live the disco lifestyle. I like to live. I want to disco marry you and have a disco family, and we'll all live in a disco. I love the disco lifestyle. I love the disco lifestyle.
All right, let's.
You know, disco is always.
Okay.
Popped out.
Popped out. I lost my
eye. Sure.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hope you had a great Mother's Day, everybody. Christy Lee especially.
Yeah, had a great Mother's Day.
Breakfast, breakfast in bed? The whole,
no breakfast in bed. I made breakfast, but I vowed to not leave my property, and I didn't.
Well, nicely
I didn't
done.
Have to go anywhere.
How about your property? You mean your husband?
I like that. Own him.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys. Are hilarious. You guys are absolutely hilarious.
They're changing the rules in Washington.
My bonus son brought dinner, so I didn't have to cook. And then my husband and I sat on our new patio, our porch, whatever, and watched Nonas, which was the sweetest little...
Oh, good God. A movie about food?
About food and grandmas and Italian. And
I bet Andy enjoyed the hell out of that.
Oh, let's see. We got an NBA playoff game.
Or we can watch the
We
Vince
turned
Vaughn.
It on at halftime, and what was the score? 80-39 or something?
No, Vince Vaughn being all Vince Vaughn for 2 hours. Yeah.
I love Vince Vaughn. No, yeah. Tammy Pascatelli is in it.
No
Our
kidding.
Friend, yes.
Zowie.
Coming up, we have a story about lightsabers in the news, and you asked if anyone actually made them. Yes, they do. I'm not sure if they actually can cut through things.
I doubt it. I there's no way. But they...
Well, why would that be any more dangerous than an actual, just a regular sword cutting through things, right?
The light, if it were actually a laser type thing?
Yeah. I'm not sure they can limit the way with the they go about, 3 feet, then they stop.
That's what I've always heard scientists say is the problem with the lightsaber.
That's the trick.
They can't get it to stop.
It just they said the same thing about the atom bomb. Look, we don't know if this is going to stop. That's our big concern.
It may explode the atmosphere.
Yeah.
But there are lightsaber lessons you can take.
Really?
And there is a French lightsaber club.
Of course there is.
And here's the headline.
Lightsaber?
People in Mexico learning lightsaber fencing at the Jedi Knight Academy.
I didn't think people in Mexico knew the word fence.
Whoa.
Hang on a second. How's that taste, huh? Okay.
Luke, I am your padre. then we have... France's Fencing Federation recognizes lightsaber dueling.
I mean, it is essentially fencing. It's sword fighting.
Sure. France has a fencing federation. What am I saying? Of course they do. Yeah. Why wouldn't they?
Am I the only one that thinks that Princess Leia's hair looks like kind of
cinnamon
a couple
buns?
Of, or croissant in France. They want to keep with the tradition.
Yeah, they always have.
We'll find out more about lightsabers, et cetera. Right now it's time to... examine some of the letters that we get and find out what's on your mind. What
letters,
do you got over there?
Letters. Hello, happy people. Let's see. Listening to Tom talk about the Mile High Club. We talked about this last week. I get the impression that Tom's idea of kinky sex is leaving the lights on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is from a lady, Carmella.
Okay. Well, now, and because there, we
you're
found
very,
out about...
you're very traditional.
There was a place where... And is it still active, the one in Las Vegas?
In Vegas, apparently, yes.
Where you can join the so-called Mile High Club by and it's just one couple at a time, right?
Oh, yeah. There was one pilot, one couple.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you go up. Well, you can add up to two more people, but you have to pay extra for that.
Oh, so you can't have a three-way if you want.
You could, or a four-way, but there's weight restrictions, so it can't be...
Fatties.
No fatties. Yeah, right. Got it.
The plane takes off.
No, it's for safety.
The plane takes off, and the pilot's up front, and the people in the back are...
It's a very nice plane, and it's decked out. It's got... You can even have dinner up there. I mean, it's really nice.
We make it over the mountain, you'll thank me, okay?
Yeah. No, that is so awkward and weird.
For you?
You're the pilot. Yeah, we're going to be...
It's got to be the easiest money that pilot's ever made.
Oh, and heck
the pilot,
yeah.
Would it be great if you're the pilot? You have nose plugs. Well, the last couple...
Let me ask you this. Has anyone in your life, through all of your adventures, way back to Columbia there in New York City, has anyone ever known at the exact time that you were having sex with someone? Has anyone ever known that other than the person you're having sex with?
So maybe like it came upon his door and there was a tie around it.
Like a buddy of yours knew you were having sex.
No, but the opposite is true, though.
Nobody knew. Nobody when you knows. Weren't having sex.
No. I was feigning sleep in my original my first year dorm.
Right.
Carmen Hall. Mm-hmm. There were two beds.
This is the dorm.
In each
Welcome
room.
Welcome to Columbia.
And at one and
a lot of dorms are like that. Sure.
And at one point, one evening, there was some activity going on in the.
Did you watch?
But no, I wanted desperately to go to sleep. I did not want to be hearing this. Or it was.
But I don't see you even back then going, hey, Tom, you ready for that test tomorrow morning? No, I was banging it out with Sheila last night. I don't see you.
That's because a gentleman never talks to
me. Telling anybody that I...
Now, wait a minute.
Do you remember the famous... I have a famous story. I can probably tell it now because the main person is deceased.
Oh, good.
We were going to be interviewing this famous lead singer from a great Southern rock band.
Oh, yeah.
And
Ronnie Van Zant?
No.
Oh, Greg Allman.
No, keep.
Oh, Greg Allman. Okay.
That'd be Greg. And I think Ace knows this story. And it was in the afternoon, and we called up and got to the hotel and got through to the hotel. And, we'd like to speak with room 7. Blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
And the guy answers the phone and goes, hey, yeah, we're calling. We're supposed to do this interview with Greg at whatever it was.
Right.
And he goes, oh, can he call you back? He's getting a BJ.
Oh,
jeez. See, that kind of specificity, not really necessary.
No.
Could have just said, can he call you back in a few minutes? He's busy.
Right.
I didn't really need to know that. But
he's a rock star. He wanted everybody to know it.
All right, I guess so. I got a letter over here.
Yeah, what do you got?
Comes to us from Brian. He said, Dear Bob and Tom Show, Ace, happy to see you back in the studio. Can't wait for the joke of the day. In honor of Ace's return, can you do all stories from the BBC? Do you want to explain that, John?
Oh, yeah. BBC not only stands for the British Broadcasting Company, but it also stands for something else.
In the world of adult cinema?
Well, yes.
Okay. Now, what have you got?
Hello, friends. Now, last week we talked about this anxiety technique where if you're experiencing anxiety, I saw online you're supposed to take your left hand, cover your left eye, and look up and breathe, and your anxiety will go away.
Okay.
So this Annette says, Dear chick,
uh-oh,
in quotes, I decided to try your anti-anxiety trick. Sitting in my kitchen, I put one hand over my left eye, looked up, and breathed. I saw a spider on my ceiling. I had to get up. I drug a stepladder and a vacuum into the kitchen to eliminate the threat. I hate spiders. Thanks a lot.
She would have been none the wiser.
That's from Kentucky.
That's great.
I had a spider in my eyelashes Saturday.
What? Oh, holy hell.
Yeah.
What?
I put my glasses on and felt something fall from my glasses into my eye, and I went, oh, what is this bug?
Oh, my God.
And then
God,
it fell onto my face, and then I looked in the rearview mirror. I was in my car, and there was a spider.
Oh, my gosh, Tom, you would have crashed your car.
Yeah. Holy hell.
Yeah, I'm not
you
as bad.
You would have.
My little girl, one of my little girls over the weekend came running. I can't get in the shower. Why not? There's a spider in there. It was the smallest spider I've ever seen.
Oh, God.
Yeah, sometimes you got to get a ladder and.
Oh, we live in the woods. We have bugs all the time now. All the time.
Yeah, I always have to get up. I'm trying to watch my race. As you come in here, there's a bug in the attic. Go look for it.
I had one in my garage that was the size of a softball.
Yeah?
I'm not sure if it was a raccoon or a spider.
We have a bug story here. Hello, gang. When my wife and I were selling our house in Texas last year, we had a particularly bad showing. This lovely couple were touring the home and stopped in the kitchen to speak with our realtor. My wife and I were watching on our Simply Safe camera. All of a sudden, the woman screamed, jump back. A large cockroach ran across her foot. Texas has large outdoor cockroaches, and one had found its way into our house during the showing. Needless to say, they did not make an offer. That would be a deal breaker.
Oh, what a deal.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Dawson, in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Now, this is from Kristen. I would love to be Josh's assistant for the Mile High flight.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, I see. Assistant as in...
banging it out.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, there we go. Now, because you said you'd like to do that?
I did not. I've just said I've never been in the Mile High Club, but yeah, I wouldn't mind joining. Why not?
But isn't the whole idea of this that it's done stealthily on a commercial?
That's what I prefer.
Commercial flight and
yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that's part of the thrill.
I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
You know, have to be a long flight over the Pacific. With the lights all out on the plane.
I don't know.
You both have to just time it to go to the bathroom at the same time.
Well, we all realize, whether you want to admit it or know it or not, you are not capable of joining the Mile High Club.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you could do
that. I could just do it in Denver. I've done that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the biggest revelation. You got laid in Denver. All right. There we go.
And the debate continues. What is the best way to reheat pizza? And another vote for throwing it in the frying pan.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Butter, or well, olive oil, but butter's good too.
I guess the air fryer is one of the big things now. The air fryer,
yep,
it's a good one.
That reheats it just fine, as opposed to the microwave.
Oh, don't ever do the microwave.
Microwave makes the I don't know why. There's some sort of chemical reaction. It makes the crust chewy.
Yeah, really, I use my toaster oven, but it still doesn't get crispy.
What I do is I take a slice and cut it and put it into my toaster. Sure, a lot. Some of the cheese drips down in the bottom, but I've got a pull-out tray.
Well, you turn your toaster sideways. That's it.
I'm going to go back to being mean, Tom. Now, Josh, are you familiar with having leftover pizza?
Oh!
Oh, see what he did there?
I did.
That's a shot.
I have heard of such a thing.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
You know, when you chuckle during a I'm sorry, it really doesn't land, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do what I do. I take the cold pizza, I put on a cold tray, put it in the oven cold, oven not on, turn the oven to 500 with the pizza in, and as it heats up, I give it 10 minutes and pull it out as crunchy and melty.
Nice.
I do the same thing with the toaster oven.
But I don't wait for the oven to preheat.
I put it in there cold. I do the exact same thing.
I let it heat up with the pizza.
Leftover pizza deserves zero work. I'm giving it no effort, no dirt. I'm not dirting a dish for cold leftover pizza.
You're doing cold.
Yes.
Every time. It doesn't matter the toppings.
Right.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. I'll go back and forth. I used to be a staunch cold pizza, but I'll heat it up every now and then. Every now and then.
I see. Well, we have more Pope news coming up. Now, we did have the story
about... Are you guys over this?
The Pope?
Yo, yeah.
Pope or pizza?
The Pope.
No. What about...
So we have a new one. Great.
But what about this story?
Because I don't know about this, Josh. You probably didn't see the news yesterday morning.
No, I'm not 90. I don't watch that CBS Sunday morning.
Well, they're trying to skew younger. Trust me.
If they can keep trying.
Well, there was
until they have Sidney Sweeney topless on it, they're not skewing it.
How about those? Where did those come? Never mind. Tom?
God.
Oh, me.
I was wondering if the previous Pope, remember he retired, prior to Francis.
Yeah.
And I was kind of wondering if he was going to pull a Brett Favre, like retire and then come back running the Lutherans or something.
Where is he? Is he just hanging around?
Oh, he's dead. Oh.
Didn't Benedict pass away?
He did.
Yeah.
Benedict, I think I broke it.
You think he ever told that joke?
I hope so.
I got some Pope music.
You got Pope music? That's the Jetsons, I believe.
Oh, it's when the Saints go marching.
There you go.
Okay.
Godwin.
I like to think you came in yesterday and learned that.
Oh, it took me hours.
Once again, Patty G not here this morning.
And is not needed, obviously.
Yeah, I'm on fire.
And Ace is back. He's got his walker, his broken leg, et cetera, et cetera. Good to see you, Ace. Coming up, the Ace Cosby joke of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll look
Tops
forward to
has
that.
Released a limited edition trading card commemorating the election of Pope Leo XIV. The card shows the newly elected pontiff greeting the faithful from the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica and features the text, Habeas Papam.
Habeas Papam.
Leo XIV named first American pope. Okay. I don't know what Habeas Papam means. Look that up. Where's your English to Latin dictionary? Look.
Habeas Papam?
Does it have like stats on the back? Like regular baseball used to play for the Cardinals.
Bats left, throws right.
It translates to we have a pope
in Latin.
267. Isn't habeas corpus, we have the body?
We have long. Show me the body.
Okay.
And then there's habeas cassius. That's show me the money.
Habeas cassius.
Oh, that's right. That is right, yes.
We have cassius.
And then show me the money.
267 copies were made of a white smoke variation, a short print in honor to the 267th pope.
So is the notion that those will be worth more as a collectible card?
I guess. I don't know. I didn't know.
Will they do like his rookie card and show him? What do you call it when you become a priest? Is there a ceremony, I assume?
Yes, of course there is.
I mean, do they take pictures like a graduation?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
And they throw their hats in the air?
Well, they wear those skull caps, right?
No, they don't throw their hats in the air.
I'm pretty sure they do.
I don't think
so. No, seriously. I mean, when they graduate...
Ordination. It's called an ordination ceremony.
Did they take a photograph? Because that would technically be his rookie card, right?
Yes, they would take a picture.
They have a kegger before? Everybody's hung over at the
ceremony? So that would say his real name is... his birth name is Robert, right?
Yes.
Bobby.
It was known as Father Bob. I love that. Father
His rookie
Bob.
Card would be this card.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Of course. All Major League Baseball cards, it's you don't have minor league. You don't have a picture from when you're in the minors.
Here's a can of worms. Rookie card. Are there other Pope trading cards? There must be, right? This isn't the first one, is it?
I don't know.
Don't all the Popes have trading cards?
I wouldn't think so. You think there's a series?
Why would they just start now?
Maybe there's a Francis and a Benedict and a John Paul II. And...
Yeah, according to the stats on the back, he's batting .328 on his homilies.
So, oh, wow.
That's pretty good.
Not bad. Yeah. Pretty
good. And, of course, he's hit 9, bases empty, grand slams. See, that's a... Never mind.
I think this might be the first of the Pope trading cards.
I have a question. Does it come with a little stick of gum, or is it a communion wafer?
You know what?
Same flavor.
Yeah, same staleness.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jedes Business hat Ambitionen und PayPal Open ist die Plattform, um sie wahr werden zu lassen. So können Sie als HändlerIn bezahlt werden, wie Ihre Kundschaft es möchte. Und egal wo, online, im Laden oder unterwegs. Und wenn es Zeit ist zu wachsen, bietet PayPal ein Netzwerk aus Hunderten von Millionen PayPal-NutzerInnen weltweit. Und schnelle Finanzierungsoptionen und Tools, damit Sie ganz locker expandieren können. Das ist PayPal Open, eine Plattform für alle Arten von Business. Erfahren Sie mehr auf paypalopen.de.